2 feet in the red dirt. Written by Ad Spexy, read by CC Rambles. This is a Morda Zusher Janfic and is rated T. Sekluda Tin, Wen Nyung says. Tin Liang hacks the stick in half. Shut up. Young Master Tin, you really don't have to trouble yourself. I know with my history. Are you an idiot? Tin Liang snaps. I tell you to shut up so I can splint your shitty legs and you just keep talking. Stop blathering and let me fucking help. Wen Nyung doesn't know what to say to that. There's a few moments of, well, not silence. The birds are singing in the trees, flies are buzzing around the monster carcass, and Tin Liang is tearing strips off his robes and cursing under his breath. Stupid, he says. Not to Wen Nyung exactly, but certainly at him. With my history, the hell does that mean? You saved my life and I'm just supposed to let you, like, crawl to the nearest town with a nearsighted doctor? I would, Wen Nyung tries to say. You are not part of this conversation. We don't even have a history. I don't know anything about you. I don't, he says, as if Wen Nyung has done something other than lie there and twitch a little. My uncles told me about you, but they told me a lot of things, and I mean, Han Guangtun isn't a self-righteous asshole, and the head shaker isn't, I guess. So I'm working with flawed information here. He knots the last tie on the makeshift splint and moves on to Wen Ning's other leg. Is the bone supposed to stick out like that? It'll knit back eventually, Wen Ning says. I didn't think you could heal, since, you know, no blood. Senior Wei had a theory about it. Did he? Tin Liang says, with a painful awkwardness Wen Ning remembers from clan gatherings, trying to find safe ground amid 1,000 potential offences. He did. I think it was something about motes of resentful energy being inherently drawn to each other. He'd talk about it at length whenever he'd gotten into our hooch. Tin Liang snorts. I've got it this time, Wen Ning mimics. See, you don't technically use your lungs, your soft tissue isn't alive or anything, but the resentful energy is like pickling it, all wet and bendy and preserved for the next time you talk. Yeech, Tin Liang says, somehow more disgusted by that image than the clammy flesh he's patting into place over Wen Ning's fracture. That's how he said it, Wen Ning says. Wet, bendy, pickled lung. Sounds like the world's most depressing street food. I know, right? That's just what Tia... Wen Ning starts to say, and stops. My uncle does that, Tin Liang says eventually. He'll laugh at something and start to tell this funny story about when he was young, and then he remembers what happened to everyone else in it. He used to think, I don't know, it was important that I knew about people, but eventually he stopped trying. Wen Ning doesn't say anything. He doesn't have the right. Tin Liang busies himself with another strap. So, anyway, I've been thinking. There are like 3 people who killed my dad, cumulatively. That Wei shithead didn't really mean to do it, but you were under his control when he did whatever happened, and the person who did mean it is already dead. So you don't have the best claim to the title, even of everyone who's still alive to win it. And that Wei person keeps hanging around, and I haven't killed him at all, so I don't know what you'd think I'd do to you. You did stab him, Wen Ning says. Only a little, he got better. That's fair. If young Master Wei had a grudge against everyone who maimed him a little, he'd have to fight another war. I mean, he's an idiot, Tin Liang says. Everybody knows that. But like, maybe every grudge doesn't have to end up with both families razed to the ground. He ties off the last knot and fiddles with the ends. It's a good splint, says Wen Ning. If I had any blood, it wouldn't cut off the circulation. Like you'd know, Tin Liang says, but he's smiling as he offers Wen Ning a hand up. I would, actually. You know, my sister was a doctor. The end.